preparedness.
I saw the tornado that just hit the high school. It just roped out. There is another very dark low wall cloud off to the north a little bit, like towards Heath. We had some golf, baseball-sized hail here earlier. Not a lot, but some.
Funnel cloud sweeps and apologies. Part of what we'll be talking about this hour on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy to be here. And when I say happy to be here, I really mean that crazy tornadic activity in my neck of the woods in our satellite facility. As all of you know, the great big mothership is in Minneapolis, and I'm broadcasting in the satellite facility, as plush as it is, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So in the afternoon, the temperatures were right. The systems were go for those horrible cells to form. And for 2 hours, all you could hear was sirens going off, and literally in all directions, in the south, in the east, a little bit in the west, and some terrible, terrible things happened to lots of people. But luckily, nobody, shockingly, really, nobody lost their life. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. I think the thing that everybody's talking about around the United States and as part of, you know, the whole YouTube generation that we now, all of us actually, have become, that you play those videos back on the cell phones. So as my nephew immediately told me to go to YouTube, even though I'm in the middle of it, what everybody was talking about were the tractor trailers that were flying in the air like they were matchbox cars flying in the air. Think of how heavy they are to be thrown about the way they were. Nobody was killed. Nobody was seriously injured. Some bumps and bruises and that kind of stuff. But it's amazing when you had hundreds of homes that were ripped up in some very different areas south of Dallas, closer to Arlington, very close to Cowboys Stadium. Nothing happened to that stadium or the Texas Rangers Stadium. However, states of emergency, if you will, being declared, or disaster areas being declared in several counties in Dallas. What was also terrible for travelers is the fact that all the planes were grounded for hours at the two major airports, especially the one DFW, which is the hub for American. Many of you listening across the country know because you've made a pit stop in Dallas to jump on to a flight to go to somewhere else. Whether you're coming from the Midwest, even the East, even the South, even the West, if you're going in the opposite direction, it's a very, very busy airport. In fact, it's in the top three. Planes grounded. 100 planes damaged. And still a lot of flights not able to take off into Tuesday night. So some traffic snarls to be sure. But the good thing is when Mother Nature rears her ugly head, if you survive it the way Dallas survived it, that's a good thing because we've seen, unfortunately, the sad stories that we're talking about when tornadoes hit and children are killed and people are trapped under buildings and way too many people are seriously injured. It's the one thing that I don't understand that there's not more warning about, and we can't get better systems or ways to predict that. But as that leaves my lips, and knowing many people schooled in, I'll call it the fine art of meteorology, who really are geeky over this stuff and trying to predict it, say there's only so much that you can do, and it's getting better. It's getting better, but it's not an exact science by any means. In tornadoes, because of certain conditions that form, you can get those warnings, but it's still not the same thing that we have. For example, when you've got a hurricane, there's much more warning over some of the systems that you see that start to form versus a tornado. Many of you listening have been through them, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, let's go to the sweeps. The sweeps would be not television sweeps if you're watching Dancing with the Stars or whatever nonsense is out there. Not to be cynical. I'm not a big tube watcher. I'm much more of a movie watcher, sports or business or news. I'm a news junkie, even if I wasn't doing this. So the news was, besides the tornadoes, is the fact that Mitt Romney swept three more contests, three more primaries, Maryland, D.C., Wisconsin. Now he's over the halfway point when it comes to the numbers, the magical numbers. He wants the golden ticket when he gets to Tampa. And to get the golden ticket, you have to have the count. You got to have the delegates. So he's adding more to the pile. It's game on, too, because the president is taking on Mitt Romney in speeches. He just did a big speech, and he specifically ripped Romney as he tore into the Republican budget. So I think that that's going to start early for the Democrats versus what's happening with the Republicans, because you still have Rick Santorum in the mix, Newt Gingrich in the mix, rather. And nobody talks about Ron Paul, but he's still out there. When it's all said and done, it is about those magical mystery numbers, and the magical mystery numbers have gone the way of Mr. Establishment. That's Mitt Romney. So like it or not, he's the guy. How do you feel about that? If you were really hoping that Ron Paul was going to create the buzz, because he seemingly is pretty independent. He doesn't care what the party thinks. He says what he thinks, and he doesn't like big government, and he doesn't like the Federal Reserve, the monetary system, among other things. Or maybe you're a big fan of Newt Gingrich. I know a lot of people in my own circle that just swore by Newt Gingrich because they loved his conservative ideals. They felt like he really knew history, which I would agree is pretty much, he is a historian. And we're really pulling for him. We're really hoping that he was going to have a big showing, but he doesn't have enough of a showing to do much of a dent. As long as they have money, though, they're going to hang around. So Romney leads, by my count, delegate-wise, give or take, 646. Closest to him, Rick Santorum, 272. What is the number to win the Republican nomination for president? That would be 1,144. 1,144. So with the sweep, the governor, the former governor, wins 74 delegates in the contest. 21 still are out there to be decided at this point, but he's got the numbers. That's it. So the big question is this. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the only guy left that I can tolerate at all? So if he's not your guy, will you go out and vote for him? Will you go out and vote for Mitt Romney if you say there's no way I'm doing the Obama thing? There's no way I'm doing the Obama thing. And here's the other question, because looking at all the polls, is Mitt Romney the right guy to go after an incumbent president? In other words, what does your gut tell you? Can he beat President Obama? Do you feel confident that he can beat Obama? We're going to talk about that a little bit more in this show. Plus, we're going to mix in, speaking of numbers, we can count. Hang around.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's nothing like going to an opening day in Major League Baseball. Just ask the multitudes of people who skip work and kids who take off from school to catch the hometown opener. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
World Series champs, the St. Louis Cardinals, kick things off against Miami Marlins on April 4th. Yep, it's the first week in April, which means nothing but possibilities for all 30 teams. Maybe it's the hope that draws us in. Writer Thomas Boswell wrote famously about it. The Cincinnati Reds, being the first professional baseball team, still hang on to some of their initial traditions, like a parade marking the first game of the season. And every year except one, the Reds always play their first game on the schedule at home. History has been made on opening day, like Bob Feller's no-hitter in 1940. The iconic Cleveland pitcher so far is the only guy to do it. The first president to throw out a first pitch was Howard Taft in 1910, and what a tradition that became for the Senators and now the Nationals in D.C. So here's to hope and opening day. Go Phillies. Like I said, everybody has a favorite. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Stopping weekend counts. $10 million in a bounty. That's what's being offered. The U.S. is saying, yeah, you cough them up, we'll pay the price. That's for the arrest and conviction of Mohammed Saeed, who is a Pakistani man that's accused of masterminding the 2008 terror assault on Mumbai that killed 166 people. Saeed told GOTV in Islamabad that he's willing to speak with the U.S. at any time. In fact, here's one of the quotes that was sucked out of that interview. I am living my life in the open, and the U.S. can contact me whenever they want. Saeed says the U.S. government had a problem with the difference of the Pakistani movement against drone attacks, and that's really the problem. He says the U.S. government is listening to the Indian lobby and not making its own decisions. He also condemned the attacks in Mumbai. Bottom line is, buddy, you are on the wanted posters. Yep, that's a large bounty. Saeed is 62 years old. It's on the website. Check it out if you go to the State Department and you look up Rewards for Justice. It's on that program. Mm-hmm. You know that, I looked this up. They've been doing that since 1984. And I've always wondered that. When I was a kid, we had a post office close to where I grew up in Woodcrest, New Jersey. And I can remember having to run in to mail things for my mom. And I'd run in, get in line, and I would always look at the wanted posters. Surprised I didn't go in that direction. Not being on the posters, but chasing after the bad guys. Because it fascinated me. I remember reading what some of the people did. So this program started back in the 80s. It's paid about $100 million to 70 people for information about terrorists. And rewards can go up to, as we know, up to about maybe $25 million. And the State Department says, look, it's a success. It's one of the most valuable assets that the government has in the fight against international terrorism. Remember the amount of money that was being offered for Osama bin Laden? And I used to think nobody's coming forward on Osama bin Laden because do they care so much about money? So will anyone come forward with Saeed? And ultimately, will they get that $10 million? Saeed founded an Islamist group that is definitely blamed for Mumbai. They have lots of evidence that they can connect the dots to him, and now he's trying to counterattack in his own little propaganda machine. So we'll see what happens there. But always intriguing when somebody else makes the wanted, the bad guy list. All right, this isn't about... Or it could be actually about bad guys. It's certainly about money. In fact, Jay in Kentucky brought up this story the other day on the show, but the chairman of the House Transportation Committee is calling for a federal investigation or a hearing, if you want. A hearing is a better way to say that, to find out how some stupid federal agency that's very obscure that nobody heard of blew $820,000 on a conference near Las Vegas. Congressman John Micah from Florida, who's the chairman, by the way, of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, says the expenses are outrageous. But you know what? It's just the tip of the iceberg. And it is outrageous. How is this possible? Does anyone look at the budgets? Do they have to turn in a budget to say what they're using the money for? Or they just turn in the receipts afterwards? We're talking about the General Services Administration. Uh-huh. So this report comes out, and now the White House accepts the resignation of the General Services Administration chief, Martha Johnson. Johnson also got rid of two deputies, suspended other career employees over this whole thing. The employees at the conference dropped thousands of dollars on luxury. And they had to. What kind of swag bag did they have? You think the movie stars have it good when they go up and hand out an award and they get all these watches and diamonds and tickets to Dubai and whatever? In their giveaways, they had $6,000 on a commemorative coin, $8,000 on a yearbook, $3,200 for an in-house mind reader. What is a mind reader? Are you kidding me? Is that not red flags or what? 300 people went to the M Resort Spa and Casino in Henderson, Nevada. If you don't know where Henderson is, it's just a stone's throw away from the Strip. You'd have to take a cab there. It included a $95 per person dinner and reception, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, what do these people even do? What do they do? They spent $130,000 on pre-convention activities, 6 planning events that they held at that venue. Travel expenses for the, I can't even stand. I can't even do this anymore. Expenses for the visits added up to $100,000. Another $30,000 for catering. Okay, and this may be the worst insult of all. Planners paid consultants $12,000 for help in finding that location that they would go back to. Oh, why doesn't someone pay me $12,000? I can tell them where to go stay in Vegas. I mean, is that insane? Talk about a gross abuse of our money. This is our money. This is taxpayer money. It's just stupefying. Stupefying. I love that word. The GSA. A 5-day conference. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I love this. The president released a statement through his White House chief of staff, Jack Lew, who said he was outraged by the excessive spending, questionable dealings with contractors, and disregard for taxpayer dollars. Yeah, it's crazy. Wonder how much more of this we could uncover. Scalloped potatoes for $1,500 per person? You know what? Are you kidding me? I don't know. Do you believe this or not? We'll move away from that. Do you believe that Jupiter is melting? You think Jupiter's melting? I don't know much about the stars, I have to tell you. I did okay in science. Yeah, I got B's probably in science, a few A's here and there. I liked it. I liked science, but it wasn't my thing. So anyway, I look up into the sky and I want people to tell me, well, yeah, that's a Big Dipper. That's the, you know, you're looking at whatever. The stars form this. Because I don't really know what I'm looking at. Jupiter, according to these scientists, is in trouble, maybe. So if you look at the planetary models, Jupiter has kind of a gassy outer envelope, if you will, and a rocky core that's got some heavier elements thrown in. But now there's evidence, according to these scientists, that shows that the insides of gas giants like Jupiter are really a messy mixture of elements without defined borders. So what does that mean? It could explode? Is that what they're telling us? We're working on the assumption that the planets are layered because it's easier to think about that. I don't know. A planetary wizard or science genius at the University of California, Berkeley, co-authored a new research paper that's appearing in the Physical Review Letters. Something I'm sure none of us will read. But anyway, scientists had previously messed around with the idea of melting cores in large planets, but they didn't sit down and, I guess, do the calculations. I thought that's what science was about, calculations. And here's the bottom line. I'll cut through all the clutter. They used a computer program to simulate the temperatures that exceeded 7,000 degrees Celsius and pressures reaching 40 million times the air pressure found on Earth at sea level. And that's when they found that, geez, there's a really good chance that Jupiter is not what we think it is. It might be melting before our very eyes. Kind of scary, eh?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about this now for weeks, and of course it happened back at the end of February. Sad, the death of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, and this was in a community outside of Orlando. A lot of fuzzy details, facts have been manipulated, and, you know, we've talked about this forwards and backwards, and we still haven't heard the last. I know I keep saying that. The latest today is they've got some digitally enhanced video that seems to show that George Zimmerman might have actually had some wounds and whatnot. And of course, he's the guy who was the self-proclaimed neighborhood watch man who was trailing Trayvon Martin. And we know all those details. So we'll sort that out later here on America Tonight. One of the things that came out of this is, and I was talking about this when I was in Washington, D.C., that there was actually a march in D.C., then they were calling it, a million man hoodie march. And all of that goes back to the same thing, because remember, one of the things that came out of the Trayvon Martin death, his killing, is the fact that he had a hoodie on, and that was one of the descriptions. So now all of a sudden, this has become maybe sort of an unlikely symbol, as it was described in the Miami Herald, a way of expressing for these people who are just dumbfounded by what happened, sort of solidarity over this, and now not just in Washington, D.C., but in some of these protests all over Florida, and even in that neighborhood, we've seen that that's been part of what people have worn and what they've done. We even had a congressman who stood on the floor and got chastised for doing that, for throwing up a hoodie. But as I said, we're not anywhere close to sorting out everything that happened here. It does bring into question, though, a sensitivity issue of cultural differences of understanding, maybe like the hoodie, for example. That was part of what came out of here. Remember, he was wearing a hoodie. He was carrying a bag of Skittles. and an iced tea that he had gotten from the convenience store. So was there a misunderstanding because of the description of it? So it goes back to the diversity that we have in our culture and then understanding, you know, what you see. Roiland Reed joins us now. We've had her on before. She's a terrific diversity training expert. She's part of the CMI team. Roiland, thanks for coming back on to America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Glad to be with you.
So you heard in my description there that, you know, there's a lot of things that have to be sorted out with this. But one of the things we know is that the shooter told the police that the boy was wearing a dark hoodie and he looked suspicious and he thought he was up to no good. So this, I think, goes right to the heart of what you do, the whole diversity, the whole diversity that we have in this country, and understanding that what I look at and what you look at is different from what somebody else looks at. And do you think that may have played into a part of this?
You know, Kate, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and even just what you were saying before, because we know hoodies don't kill, people do. So what happened here, even with everything, and as you mentioned, everyone's trying to sort out the details, but when you see perception and fear and you don't have all the facts, you know, it can just be a powder keg. You just see, even too, when you look at diversity, not only in that specific instance, but you look at what's happening in our country, you know, it's a good thing we're talking about it, because if we're talking about it and everything is so heated around here, that means there's still something under the surface and there are things that we need to deal with as a country. So the good thing is we are talking about it, because there are some issues that still exist.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you go in, and is that part of it? So when you go in and you talk to companies, do you see that? I mean, because, of course, we all come from different backgrounds and makeups and perceptions. You can't help it. Because I always say this, we're not like pieces of paper. We're not flat. We all are shaped by the way we're raised and our encounters. It's just a natural thing. And, Roiland, it's interesting to me. It's always, it always perks up my ears when somebody says, oh, no, they're completely unbiased. Cause I think that all of us have to kind of work on that, cause we all have a natural biases towards certain things. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, that is absolutely true, because we as humans just make assumptions.
Yes.
A lot of times we just look at what's out, you know, on the surface, even when we look at fashions or so often we as humans, we make a snap judgment about someone in seconds. And then when we go forward from there, we're just validating what we observe or what we've already assumed about someone. So that is just a human nature, and we all have to face that. But even though that is a nature that we do as humans, we can stop and think, evaluate our actions. And that's one thing we always have to constantly run through our filters, and we have to all face. We all can be biased and make assumptions. And so that's where we have to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think this is something that should be taught in the schools? Because certainly kids see this too. I mean, there's all kinds of, whether it's elementary school or in high schools. I don't remember. We never had that training. We never talked about that. But I don't think that would hurt to have some of those kind of discussions in the classroom. Do you think they belong there?
I think classrooms are good, and just every day as we move forward. But a lot of times with kids get it from home. So, but if we work at it both ways, and even, you know, that can help break this cycle or even create awareness, because there's so many basic things we do. How often do people just make jokes? And, you know, and we were talking about it, how it can happen on a negative side, but we can even look at it on a positive side, where we make assumptions and even look at, you know, the insanity that was going on. Even though that was positive, there were a lot of basic stereotypes or assumptions made because of someone's ethnicity. So overall, we just have to really stop and look at it, and it's just creating awareness. And that's where, if we don't talk about it, first of all, we have to acknowledge, as you mentioned, we all can have biases. But two is acknowledge, if we continue to talk about it and be aware of it, then not only we are aware of it for ourselves, but we can help one another along the way. Because if someone makes a joke, do you stand around and you just kind of chuckle, even when you know it's wrong? Then that means you're still contributing to it. And that happens so often in the workplace, in the workplace and other places. Most times, even when that's done, the majority knows it's not right. but no one says anything. So if we begin to change how we do, how we look at it, and so often we attack one another, or if it's brought up, we've seen it as something that we shy away from. We should look at it as, hey, you know what? That's right. You know, let me retract that. So as you said, it'll be good if we continue to talk about it, but look at it as a way of how can we move forward as a people and as a country and as a, in our nation.
Yeah. We're speaking with Roylynn Reed, and she's a diversity training expert. I like what you said there where you say, let me retract that. Because everybody has, this is the other thing, everybody has a different sensitivity chip. Somebody might be a little more sarcastic, jokey, that kind of thing, and somebody else might be much more sensitive and not always understand what's being said. I've seen that in every place I've worked, as a matter of fact, because in broadcasting, it's a creative field.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're always kidding around with each other, convincing, and that's part of the fun of it. But then sometimes there's somebody who, for however, whatever's happened in their background, they're not seeing it that way, so it comes off differently. That's a great suggestion about just, hey, look, sorry, I retract what I said. I didn't mean to say that. And I think if more people, I don't know why this is, Roylynn, but it seems to me that people are afraid to say, sorry, made a mistake, my bad. Do you find that?
And you know what? That really is true, because on the other side, too, Kate, we have to allow people to make mistakes and allow people to correct mistakes,
mm-hmm.
their mistakes. Because if we look at it, we've seen, too, with some of the recent stories that have gone on, there have been people in the media who've lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and so therefore, if your job is on the line or your reputation or even other social things, you're going to be more apt to shy away from it. Then we push it under the rug more, and then we don't talk about it. It's like a scab, you know, that never heals. So everyone has to look at that as well. Of course, now with social media, it's a whole new ballgame. Because, you know, with that social media going viral, that can affect, you know, ratings and products that people buy. So,
sure.
Therefore, just with how our country is with communication, it's different. But we all have to stop. So not only those who are watching what we say, but also sometimes we as people need to be more tolerant in terms of allowing someone to retract or say I was wrong and let it go on.
Yeah. Do you think, because we started this talking about the hoodie, because the hoodie became this symbol all of a sudden, that I saw something with Geraldo Rivera, who said that African Americans and Hispanic teenagers should stop wearing hoodies because they're inviting themselves to be targets. Now, I'm going to say I disagree with that. That's taking it to the other end. How about, can we just not wear hoodies or can we just wear hoodies or not wear hoodies? Because I know plenty of people that have them. I went through my closet, Roylynn, and I run or I walk. I've got three.
Yes, absolutely. And if you think about it, hoodies have been around for a long time. If it's become a craze, you know, that's one thing. But the unfortunate thing is, even like with Geraldo, what are you saying? It'd be different if you said, let's all stop wearing hoodies. But how do you think that makes, certain kids of certain ethnic groups that you can't wear them because of perceptions that might happen, not based on your actions, whereas it's not equal across the board. So even with that, just stirs up something. You know, it may be true, at least in this instance, but we've got to still talk about it and take it head on versus just say, hey, continue on with this pattern. But I think one thing Geraldo said is he said what a lot of times people talk about in their small circle. And that's one thing to talk about it, but when you go out, you've got to finish the thought. You can't just leave it there and just saying, hey, these two groups need mm-hmm. to do something about it. And I think one thing we saw, at least based on what the media was saying, is Geraldo's son did not agree with him.
Yeah.
So he fell in that category. He said, hey, Dad, I don't agree with that. This is how it makes me feel.
Right, exactly. Great stuff. Some good tips there. Remember, don't be afraid to say that, hey, my bad. Roylynn Reed, diversity expert, CMI team, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're rounding the final turn here on America Tonight. Big stuff, of course, was the tornadoes, and this time it was Dallas in the Till. A miracle, though, nobody was hurt. That's the big story. The big story is, sure, hundreds of millions of dollars of damage, people horrified at seeing their neighborhoods ripped up, but nobody killed in this whole thing. And these twisters touched down in a couple of different areas. One of them, man, just barreled down on a place called Lancaster, and no people. I mean, that's the brilliance of this, is that through the grace of God, nobody was killed. Not very many injuries, just minor little things, as far as I know at this point, checking several times throughout the day, nothing. And, wow, incredible. Many of you have had tornadoes in your backyards, and you know it's always the sad tale is who cares about the damage? You can get it repaired versus losing the life of children or any of the inhabitants of these houses or dwellings or, you know, whatever, even people in their cars. And it's another big victory day for Mitt Romney. Tuesday he clears the board, 3 more states, primaries, more delegates. It's just the inevitability of Mitt Romney. How you feeling about realizing that the day is dawning soon where Mitt Romney officially becomes the guy? You can throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it, 800-259-5791. Oh, yeah, and then there's this other thing in the facts that are all over the map with this Trayvon Martin thing and George Zimmerman, NBC did admit to mishandling the story, or screwing up the tape anyway, kind of a tepid response. They said they completed their investigation into the mishandling of the police dispatcher's conversation. Since I worked in many television newsrooms and radio newsrooms, give me a break, they knew who edited it, they just threw out an apology where they said during their investigation it was evident there was an error made in the production. This is what they said. In the production process, they made an error. They deeply regret it. They're going to take the necessary steps to prevent it from happening in the future. Baloney. There is no way. If you cut out words and you slice them together, you are deliberately doing that. How is that I don't know. How is that a mishandling of an error in the production process? That was made to, it was made to say that. I've edited many videotapes myself, and there's just no way where you're putting pictures in, you're putting in the sound. It's one thing to cut down what you would call a lengthy conversation and to cut it down to make it shorter because it wouldn't fit. If you watch your local news, sit there with a timer and tell me how long the stories are when they throw to reporters. It's like a minute and 10 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever. So, you know, give me a break with this NBC thing deal. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Absolutely. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Now. Hello?
I missed that first thing. What'd you say there?
No, I just want to know if you could hear me because I didn't hear the click there.
I gotcha.
Hey, you know, hoodies make a really nice sight picture. I don't know if you ever shot a gun, but if you do, you know what I'm talking about. But I'd like to put my sight picture on the Supreme Court and Obamacare right now.
Okay.
You know, I don't see how people can expect certain things from the Supreme Court one day and then expect them to act differently the next. The Supreme Court is there to balance the legislative branch. So when people think a law is unconstitutional, where do they take it? The Supreme Court.
Right.
The Supreme Court then is an activist court because it decides, okay, you know, no, maybe slavery isn't that good, or maybe slavery it is. You know, we can't expect for the Supreme Court to just go, oh, we can't change any laws. But when it comes to Obamacare, I think the big difference is, you know, we already have to pay taxes, okay? So why didn't Obama say, we'll just add some more to the income tax, and that will give us Obamacare? Why didn't he do that, Kate? And it's because he wanted another stream of income into the government. He wanted to open up another wound in the fiscal body of America and draw blood out from that wound. So now you'd have two. You'd have taxes coming out of here and Obamacare coming out of here. That's what they want, Kate.
No, we don't have no more blood to give. That's the problem. We don't have any more blood to give. I like your analogy because you're right. We don't have it. We're out of it.
Right, but that's why they want another stream, and then they can say we're going to cut the income tax, but they'll raise the Obamacare tax.
Right, so then you'll pay more money that way. Yep.
You know, they to me, I don't know what the Supreme Court is going to base their decision on. If they say Obamacare is bad, then hey, you know what? Why don't you get rid of this mandate that says every April 15th I have to pay taxes on my income? I mean, I have to do that, right?
Sure.
That'll take some lawyer to go up there and push that. And maybe the Supreme Court is afraid of that. Maybe they're thinking, man, if we say they don't have to do this, then they're going to say, why do we have to do that? But anyway.
Sure, the mandate. That's the whole idea. You're right. Can you mandate one thing? But listen, Tomas, you know this. They've already hired tons of people. They're already working. I know somebody at the IRS. They've already worked on training people for 2014 so they can go after people who don't buy insurance. So they're already employing people that are starting to work on putting together the pieces of going after people who don't get health care. So it would be disastrous. I guess they'd have to fire all those IRS employees that they've put in place.
You know, I would expect some Republican lawyer to point that out. Or I guess the time to point out is over, but it should have been pointed out that, you know, the American people are be attacked doubly now.
Yeah.
For the taxes and for health care taxes. And who knows what other tax then will be thrown on the American people because they need it.
Yeah, because they do things like go to Las Vegas and some agency that nobody's ever heard of and spend how much money? $820,000 of our money on this Vegas conference. You're right. They need it because of all the ridiculous spending and the deficit. Hey, Tomas, thanks. You have a great night.
Yeah.
Or good morning. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Hello.
The tornado.
What'd you say?
Did you survive the tomato?
I thought you said, did I survive the tomato? I always survive the tomatoes. Yes, I survived the tornado, but it was pretty scary. I got to admit to that. Rick, at one point I was driving. I was out with the dog, and boy, the sky was very ominous. And not too far from me, one of those twisters touched down. And then we had hail and terrible rain. And I don't care about rain and hail so much, but the fact that we didn't know where they were coming up, you just didn't know what was going to happen next. That's the thing, and that's experiencing that from a different side was very strange.
Yeah, no damage or anything.
No damage at my place, but damage close to me. There, and now they say the damage is in the hundreds of millions of dollars actually,
yes,
because of some of those houses that were just ripped apart.
They had semi trailers.
Yeah, the semi-trailers, that was the scariest thing, to see that video of trailers just like a kid threw them up in the air. And you think of how heavy they are, that's crazy.
Looked like that movie, Twister.
It did. That's what I said. That's funny you say that. That's exactly what I said. It was the only thing I could compare it to is that movie, Twister. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody talking about the Supreme Court, and I think they already had their minds made up before they had the hearing. They just put on a big show, puff, blue smoke. I think the mind's already made up.
So do you think it's going to go 5-4? They're going to declare that it's unconstitutional, or do you think it's going to go 7-2 and they're going to say let it stand?
I think they're going to let it stand.
I think they're going to let it stand, too. Well, I say that, but on a previous show I said 5-4, and I keep, you know, I'm not waffling. It's that I keep talking to a lot of constitutional lawyers, and every single time I hear, okay, here's what was said, blah, 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 and we go through what we think in handicapping the justices, a different number comes up. So let's put it this way. Thanks, Rick. If it's along ideology lines, then it would be 5-4. So going in knowing that, using what Rick is saying, it would be 5-4 and it would be blown up. But turning it in a different direction, it could be 7-2 to uphold it because you have enough of a swing where they say, well, it's not really a tax. You know, that's part of the issue. But I think you really are looking at a tax. If the tax man is going after you for not having insurance, that's a tax, isn't it?